fantastic. It is good to recognize how good God is to us and understand that He has blessed many with great talents to praise His good name. You know, Christmas is really a special time that we recognize and understand some things. It is a time of fun and family and time of tradition and just good. And so people love Christmas. But there's a great danger in recognizing or failing to recognize the true meaning of Christmas. And so I just want to take a few minutes and just kind of relay some things. It is about Christ Himself. And the old adage is true. It is time to remember the reason for the season. So it's Christmas, not day offmas or family must or vacation must, but Christmas or Christmas. And we celebrate Christmas because Christ did something amazing. Christ came, lived a life, died for us, rose again, and gave eternal life to all that called upon His name. And so we celebrate today just as those did on that first day. I like verse 13 of Luke chapter 2, which they've already read, but let me read it again. And suddenly there was of the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace and goodwill toward men." So let me tell you why we celebrate. It is the same reason they celebrated. The angels celebrated that day because the plan of God came to fruition. The plan of God was put in place, and how good that was. Not only did Adam's sin mess Adam and his descendants up, but Adam's sin messed the creation up. This old world groans for the Redeemer to come restore things as it should be. And so a promise was made from the very beginning. It was made to Adam that one would come and crush the head of Satan. That same promise was given to Abraham, that through his descendants the world should be blessed. That same promise was given to Isaac and to Jacob and to Judah and to King David. Even 300 years after David, Isaiah writes about the promise, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And so the angels celebrated because they recognized God's plan was enacted and set in place, and how good that was. But not just the angels celebrated, but the shepherds celebrated because they recognized that plan included them. If you read Luke chapter 2, verse 25, and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them, they recognized that the plan of God was for their life, that they were included. Shepherds were not these great magi or the great philosophers of life or the great theologians. They were the lowly people that worked for a living, that really were almost excluded for some of the things they did. And so they understood and celebrated when they recognized this would be for all people and that all people included them. Today, that's why we celebrate. We celebrate because we also are included. And it's just, I've already said that Jesus was born for a reason. He's the reason for the season. We understand that He is for us. Luke chapter 19, verse 10 says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost." And so we understood that, yes, He was born on that Christmas day, but for a reason, and that is for us to know Him and believe Him and trust Him and follow Him. John 3:16-17 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." Paul writes in Galatians with that same thought, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." And then Peter writes about that idea that we need something to save us. 1 Peter 1, verse 18 and 19 says, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, or from your vain conversations received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot." And so we recognize that the cross first was visited by the cradle. In other words, Christ came as a baby, and then He went to the cross. We celebrate today what was done and what it means for us. And Christ's redemption is for every person. You may be asking, how can I have that redemption? How can I truly celebrate Christmas? How can I recognize that Christ came for me? I like what Paul also writes in Romans chapter 10. He says, "If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes into righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. For the Scripture says, whosoever believes on Him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich into all that call upon Him. for whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. So today we celebrate Christ Jesus being born, Christ Jesus living, Christ Jesus dying, Christ Jesus resurrecting, and giving that same resurrecting to power for all that believe in his name. You may be saying, well, this is not for me. Let me read you one more verse. The Bible says this in John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes to the Father but by me. We recognize today that Jesus is for us, and that the only way to heaven is through Christ Jesus. How good that is. Years ago in the 1700s, Charles Wesley wrote these words, Come thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us, and let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. By thine own eternal spirit, rule in our hearts alone. By thine own sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne. By thy all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne. So this morning, if you're here today and never truly experienced the goodness of Christmas by accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior, why not today? Why not truly celebrate Christmas as it was intended, to understand that the one who came was the one that would redeem the world, not just the world, but me and you. That redemption is for all that call upon his name. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes just for a moment and bow your heads. We have an invitation song in just one second, but think about your life. Think about Christmas. Think about Christ and the reason for the season. He came that you may have eternal life, and it is available for all that call upon him. Why not respond to that in the next few minutes? In 1 minute as we sing, why not walk forward and say, Brother Paul, I believe, what next? Or I need to find out more about Christ. Or I've accepted Christ and I'm making it public. The Lord's calling, come. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the reason for the season. We thank you, Lord, for Christmas. But for Christ Jesus himself who came, who lived, who died, and rose again. Thank you, Lord, for that cradle that led to the cross that ushered in salvation for us. Lord, today, just impact our hearts. Cause us to know you. Help us, Lord, to be faithful. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you for the Christ of Christmas. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.